Bye.
Okay, so what I want to, what we're talking about today is, we're not doing any new Gemara, we saw the Gemara already. We're talking about the contrast between the Gemara and Amun Aleph, the Hechidami Gemara that talked about the before Hamad Abedin, after Hamad Abedin, versus the Gemara and Amun Beis, at the top of Amun Beis, that's the Shaka Tari between Yom Zeir and Abaya. So let's just go over this. The Gemara and Amun Aleph had said that. Here we have a braisa that says that if Eidim Zayimim come and they say and really was the other way around, so they have to pay the difference, right? If they say Hippel Ashinoi happened last, so they'll owe the Demei Eved, the Demei Ayin to the Eved. If they said that the Demei, that the Simeas Inoy happened last, then they'll owe the Demei Ayin to the master. But in either case, the Brice had said that they don't have to pay the Demei Eved. They don't, even though they gave an Aegis that this Eved should go free, and they were really lying, so why don't they have to pay the master for his Eved? So the Gemara said, because there was another pair of Edim, whether according to Rava that it was the third pair of Edim, or according to Abayas together with the Mezima, but there was another pair of Edim that said that the master really did beat him up and knock out these limbs, so that part was true. So if it's really true, so even though they weren't being truthful when they said it, they never really saw it, but what they said was true, so the person really was chayev to be Meshachar as Eved, so when that which they were zaymim against him to make him be Meshachar as Eved, they don't have to pay for that. They only have to pay for that which they changed the price from what he was really chayev. So that's the Demei Eved that they pay, that's the Demei Ayin, rather, that they pay either to the Eved or to the Master, depending on which case. That was the price. But then the Gemara said that even though that sounds very logical, right, that, meaning if we didn't have any more Gemara, I would have been very satisfied with the price that they don't have to pay for being Meshachar the Eved, because that part was true. The Adam was really chayav to be Meshachar as Eved. But then the Gemara surprised us. And the Gemara said that which they don't have to pay, the Demei Eved, is only if there was already a Hamad Abedin. Because if the Adam beat up his Eved, and there was a Hamad Abedin, and the Basin Paskin, that you're chayav to be Meshachar him, so then he's a gavra bar chiyuva in the shechrer. So then when the Edim come and are zaymim against him to make him lose his eved, they're not chayav for that, because they're just being zaymim against the gavra bar chiyuva. And so even though they're not being truthful, but since the person they're being zaymim against is really chayav in it, so they don't have to pay for that. But if there was not yet a hamad bedin, so then even though the Edim really did beat up his Eved, and he really is eventually supposed to be Meshachar him, but he's not yet considered a Bar Chiyuva, and at that point, if the Edim would come and be zaymim against him and say what they never saw, but say that he beat up his Eved, they would have to pay him for it. They would have to pay him the whole Demei Eved, even though he already did it. But since it wasn't Hamad Bin, he's not yet Chayiv in the Shechar. He's not called a Gavr Bar Chiyuva. So it was clear in that Gemara, on Ayin Dalam and Aleph, that the term Gavra Bar Chiyuva comes into effect only at the Hamad Abedin. Not when he did the Maisa. Knocking out your Eved's eye doesn't make you a Bar Chiyuva in the Eved's Shechrer, or his tooth doesn't make you a Bar Chiyuva in the Shechrer. It's only if you knocked out his eye or his tooth, and then you were brought to Beis Din, and Beis Din paskened on you that you chayev in the Shechrer, that makes you a gavra bar chiyuva in the Shechrer, le'inyin, that Edim Zeimim would not subsequently be chayev for being Zeimim against you. But prior to the Hamad Abedin, you're called a lav bar chiyuva, and Mele Edim Zeimim would be chayev for being Zeimim against you. That was the Gemara Naman Aleph. And in explaining that Gemara, so we're going to start now, just for the purpose of today's show, we're going to start with the Achrayin, and we're going to skip what we saw in Rashi, what we saw in Taisis, but just Rabbi Kiv Eger, Saruf Tmihani, I don't know why everybody's having such a hard time explaining this Gemara. Rabbi Kiv Eger, this is Rabbi Kiv Eger in Makkas, he said the Gemara is Pashut. What the Gemara is saying, just take the Gemara at face value, the Gemara is saying that when somebody does a Maisa to become Chayav in a Knas, he's a Gavra Lav Bar Chiyuva. Even though he did the Maisa that will be Mechayav, he's not Chayav. What does that tell me? That means that the chiyuv of knas is not chal al yedei the maisa. And then in that way, knas is different than mamon. By mamon, when you borrow money, that's machayev you in the tashlumen. When you break a window, that's machayev you in the tashlumen. But by knas, when your eved gores, when your shur gores an eved, when your ma'anis and arab sula, when your goynev shuru macharai, all those maisim don't make you chayev in the knas. Ahamad b'din makes you chayev in the knas. Those maisim are the maisim that Basin needs to paskin that you chayev a knas. But until Basin paskins that you'll never be chayev a knas. And he said, I'll bring you a ride from Tyson Ksuba's Daf Lamed Gimel, where Tyson speaks out that there's no such thing as a chiv lots of shemayim on a knas. You never pay lots of shemayim. Nobody saw, there's no Basin, there's no Adim, but I know I did it, so I'm going to pay you. There's no such din. You don't have to pay. Even let's say Shemayim, there's no expectation that you're going to pay, no obligation to pay, because the chiyuv doesn't come about all day. The maisa, the chiyuv only comes about all day. The hamad b'din. So Rabbi Akiva says that again, there's a taste in Ksubas that supports it. It's a very mistaber dekachilok, and it's a simple reading of the Gemara, our Gemara, and the Gemara in Makkos, which says the same thing. They are not called the gavur bar chiyuva until the hamad b'din. That's because the chiyuv only comes by the hamad b'din. The maisa itself doesn't make you chayiv. So that's the first gemara, the gemara that we had on Ayin Dalam and Aleph, which, again, if we work with Rabbi Kiveger, we would say that gemara seems to be saying that the maisa itself is not machayiv you in the knaf. Then we come to the bottom of Amud Aleph, onto the top of Amud Beis, Maskathar of Zerub, Amr Le'abayi, Alach Amr Krab. And like we explained last week, what we seem to have in that Gemara is a Shakla Vatari about this Chakiva. Maskeflor Abzeira asked, why do you have to pay, in all the cases in the Brisa, why does anyone have to pay for the eye of the Shane? He's my Eved. I knocked out his eye and his tooth, okay, fine, but I did all that to my Eved. Just like if I knock out his eye, I don't have to pay for his eye because he goes free. That's all I pay. He just goes free for the eye. If I knock out his tooth, I don't have to pay for the tooth. He just goes free. So if I knock out his eye and his tooth, I also shouldn't have to pay. Let him just go free. That's all he should get. He should just go free. Now, what was Zera's Havamina? And remember, Abaye said back to him, you're tiny good. If not for the pasuk, I would have said like you, but Allah Amar Krat. That's why there's a pasuk. There's a kasha that tells me that no, that we don't follow that svara. But misvara Reb Zera was right. Why was Reb Zera right? What was Reb Zera's svara? Reb Zera said that misvara, I would say, that if you knock out the eye and then the tooth, he just goes free. You don't have to pay anything. But I don't understand. If the eye is enough to set him free, so by the time he knocked out his tooth, he's already free. So then you're being chayvul and a ben chayvul. If you're being chayvul and a ben chayvul, so shouldn't you be chayvul to pay? Why did Reb Zera think misvara that you shouldn't be chayvul to pay? Teretz is, because Reb Zera held like Reb Kiveger, that if you knock out his eye, that does not make him a Ben Chayven. That makes a Sibra for Basin to Paskin when they'll get around to it, that you should set him free, and then he'll be a Ben Chayven. But Kozman, that he didn't come to Basin, he's not a Ben Chayven, he's still an Eved. The Maisa itself doesn't automatically trigger the Knas, like it would by Mamanis, by Nezikin, by Halvois. Though over here, no, the Maisa itself doesn't automatically trigger the chiyuv. It's only the hamad of din that triggers the chiyuv. And therefore, Reb Zera said that if you beat him up with a 1-2 punch, first the eye, then the tooth, first the tooth, then the eye, you shouldn't pay him any money for that because he's still an eved. He's your eved. You're just beating up your eved.
Is there any svara of a tok de nibor that it's lemachreya and starya for one action?
You mean the two blows?
Actions.
But that's not what we're concerned about over here. They're both maisim were all before the hamad b'din. The chiv doesn't come until the hamad b'din. So we understand Shan Reb Zeira's kasha. Reb Zeira's kasha was like a Ricky Vegas svara that the maisa itself is not machayev a knas, or it doesn't make him a gavur bar chiyuv in the knas. But then Abaye said back, Alecha Amar Kra, what did Abaye tell him? That, yeah, Misvara, I would have said like you, but Alecha Amar Kra, Tachasein Vloy Tachasein Vashinoi, that if you knock out his eye, he goes free for the eye. Vloy Tachasein Vashinoi, the Chayrus is not going to be for the Shein, meaning that Pazik is going out of its way to tell us that what does he get for the shame? He gets cash for the shame. If you knock out his eye and his tooth, so he gets a shikr for the ayin, and he gets paid for the shame, or he gets a shikr for the shame, and he gets paid for the ayin. The Torah goes out of its way to say that he does get tashlumin. Now, we just heard misvara that he shouldn't get tashlumin. Why? Because he didn't really go free yet. Right? Because the knas doesn't come until the amad of adin. But Abaye then says, but there's a gzeiras hakasa that says, no, he gets paid for that second chavalah. What does that seem to say? The chayyeh that tells me, because he really is a ben chayyeh. If you're paying him, pashrus, that means he's a ben chayyeh. So the gzeiras hakasa is telling me that the chiyuv knas does go into effect immediately, as soon as you do the maisa. That when you beat it, when you knock out your eved's eye, that makes him a ben chayyeh. And it doesn't just provide a basis for which the Beis Din could later make him into a ben chayyeh. That makes him a ben chayyeh. Now, of course, you may still need a Beis Din, because without a Beis Din, without Edim, so who's going to enforce the law? The guy might deny it. He's going to whip the Eved, and the Eved's not going to be able to go free. So you need a Beis Din. Edim have to come to Beis Din, and they tell the Beis Din what happened, and then Beis Din says, okay, you have to be Meshachar, and then he'll go free. But once he's free, when he actually goes free, once we all know the facts, we'll then consider him a ben chayyeh, not from the time that Beis Din Paskin did, because Beis Din Paskin isn't what makes the din. Beis Din Paskin is just Megala the din. But once it's Nizgala, we now know that it was true from the time that he did the Maisa. What made him a ben chayyeh? The Maisa made him a ben chayyeh. That's why he gets paid for the second Maisa. The first Maisa, if you knocked out the eye first, the first Maisa knocking out the eye, that made him into a ben chayyeh. Then he knocks out the tooth, then he's already, he has to pay for that because he was already a ben chayyeh. So what's a bias gzeiras hakasa teaching me? In Lamdas, it's teaching me that the chiyuv knas is chal retroactively from the shas hamaisa. Meaning it's not just the hamad bedin that creates the chiyuv knas, but it's the maisa itself that creates the chiyuv knas. Which, to put it into the terms that we started with, the Rikivegas Hakira, Abaye's maskana, Abaye's gzeiras hakasa is coming to teach us not like Rabbi Kivegar. Rabbi Zeir's svara was, yes, like Rabbi Kivegar. Abaye's response was that we say not like Rabbi Kivegar. That's the chari, the parsha pshan, and the shaka vataria. But now, if that's true, then we go back to the Gemara at the beginning of the Sugya, the Hechidam, where the Gemara said that even though he already knocked out, he already beat up his Eved, but if Eden Zeimim will come and mizeim him against him, and make up a story that they didn't see. Again, he really did knock out his, he really did beat up his Eved, but they don't know that. They weren't there. And but they make up a different story from a different day, and they say that he beat up his Eved. So the Gemara says, they'll be chayiv to pay. Aye, but he really beat up his Eved, yeah, but he's not a Gavra Bar Chayuva. Why isn't he a Gavra Bar Chayuva? Because there was no Hamad of Adin yet. Now, we revisit that Gemara. What's pshat? Why? Why is he not a Gavra Bar Chayuva? There was no Amad B'din, so what? You don't need the Amad B'din to trigger the Chiyuv, you just need the Amad B'din to be Megala the Chiyuv. But the Chiyuv is really there from the time of the Maisa. That's what Abaye taught me in the Gezeres Kasav and Amad Beis. So I would think then that he should be considered a Gavra Bar Chayuva from the time that he did the Maisa. So I would think, again, in light of the Gemara and Amad Beis, I would then think that if Edim come and are made falsely that he beat up his Eved after he really did beat up his Eved, those Edim should be putter from their Zmama because they were just Zemim against the Gavra Bar Chayuva. Just like we would say so by Mamanis, I would say that by Knas also. I would think that, but I have this Gemara Naman Aleph, which is not going away. Right? The Gemara Naman Aleph says that the Edim Zemim are Chayiv if they were Zemim against him before the Hamad Medin, because he's not a Gavra Bar Chayuva. And I don't know how to understand that at this point. Certainly I would say that it's surprising. It would make sense to me that he's not called the Gavra Bar Chayuva if the Chiyuv doesn't come until the Amad B'din. But if Abaye tells me that the Chiyuv is really there before the Amad B'din, so then it's surprising to me that we should call him a Gavra Bar Chayuva. Now this Ta'ara, and just the way that I'm phrasing it, that it's surprising to me. I'm not asking a Kasha. I'm not saying it's a tema. I'm just saying that it's surprising. This is exactly the way Tosfos says this over Daf Lamed Gimel. Tosfos and Daf Lamed Gimel, they're talking over there about a different knas. They're talking about the knas of Chatzi Nezek. And over there, this shaila of whether Again, what's Chatzin Nezek? My shar gores your shar, and it causes a damage of $500. So your zeich at the $250. I owe you $250. That's Chatzin Nezek. There's a machlokes on Daf Tesvav or proper food Rebbe Yeshua, whether it's a mammon or a knas. But then there's a machlokes on Daf Lamed Gimel, machlokes Tanoim, Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Yishmael, about whether. Okay, we're not learning that. I don't want to throw too much at you, that you whatever. It's not important to get all the details over there, but there is a detail in Din of Chatzin Nezek that the chiyuv comes from the Guf Hashar. My shar gores your shar, a damage of $500. So the Din of Chatzin Nezek, meaning I owe you $250. There's a Din of Migufay, which means that the $250 comes from my shar. So what does that mean? It comes from my shar. So there's a machlekes Tanaim. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it doesn't mean so much. It just means that there's a cap on how much I have to pay you. I won't pay you any more than the value of my shar. I owe you $250, yeah, but if my shar is only worth $200, well, then that's what you're going to get, even though you're entitled to $250, but your chiyuv, your zechus is only to get the $250 from my shar. So you max out at the value of my shar. And that's what Miguva means according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says it means more than that. Rabbi Akiva says that it means that your zeichet to the $250 in the shar itself. You become a part owner in my shar. My shar gores your shar. And we say that, it causes a damage of $500. And there's the din of Chatzin Nezek, so I owe you $250. You then are zeichet in a $250 stake in my shar. We're shutfim now in the shar. Right, for example, let's say my shar was worth $1,000. So, and you were just zeichet in $250 of my shar, so you have a 25% stake in my shar. And the Gemara says that it makes nafkaminas, like if one of us wants to be maktishit, so I can't do that the other one because we both shoot them in the shar. Your zechus in the money is chal in my shar. It gives you rights in the shar. And it's clear from the Gemara that those rights are chal immediately. That if my shar gores your shar, according to Rabbi Akiva that holds yuchal shar, on Sunday, when my shar gored your shar, so right then and there, you became a shutef in my shar. Now, we may not know it, because if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it, if my shar gores your shar and nobody sees it, so you may be a shutef in my shar, but nobody knows, so you won't be able to exercise your bialas. So until Edom come to Beis Din, I'm going to keep on acting as if this is really my shar. But then on Monday, when Edom come to Beis Din and tell the Beis Din that my shar gored your shar, then Beis Din will paskin that the shar is half you. Let's say again, it was a $500 damage, and the Chatzin Nezek gets $250, so you entitled to $250 for my shar. My shar, let's say, is worth $1,000. So you now own a quarter of my shar. Beis Din will paskin on Monday that starting from Sunday, you own 25% of my shar. That's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva holds clearly that the chiyuv on the Chatzin Nezek goes retroactively to the time that it happened. Zok Tosfos, how do you suppose that's going to affect Hilchas Edom Zayimim? Let's say Edom will come in on Sunday night, okay, whatever, I made my days too close together. Let me rewrite the case. It happened on Sunday, but the Edom don't come tell the Beis Din about it until Tuesday. That's when Beis Din is going to find out about the gore, about the negicha. Edom on Monday came in, and they said that they saw my shar gore your shar. Excuse me, which is actually true. My shar really did gore your shar. But these Edom, and they say that it happened in Kigarnes Hills. There was a gewaltig guess on their part, or somebody told them, or they're clairvoyant. But the Maisa, they were lying because they were really not in Kigarnes Hills, they were in Orlando. So Basin, right, they came in on Monday morning and they said that my shar gored your shar yesterday. And then Monday afternoon, two other Edom come and say, how could you say what happened in Kigarnes Hills on Sunday? You were with us in Orlando on Sunday. And then on Tuesday, two Edom come into Beis Din and say that my shar really did gore your shar on Sunday. So when they came in on Monday, your sir had already done it, and but they were lying. They were being zaymim against you to make you chayiv some to pay money against me, rather, right? They were zaymim against me. They came in and they said, my sir gored your sir. And they were zaymim to make me pay you $250, and I really should pay you $250. But they came before the Hamad Bedin. So Zog Tosfos, you might think, so your first thought is, oh, before the Hamad Bedin, I'm not called the Gavra Rechayuva. But then you'll say, wait, but over here, Rabbi Akiva, Yuchla Hashur, we know this Chalais goes retroactive. This Chalais goes from the time of the goring. You become a shutuf in my shur when my shur gores your shur. You owned immediately a 25% stake in my shur. So if we know that it's chal retroactively, so l'chir that means that if Edom Zeimim come, they should be putter because I was already a gavra chayuva. Zok Taisvis, no, you don't have to say that. Meaning, even though it might seem like a steer, it might seem incompatible to say on the one hand that the chiv is chal retroactively, that the chiv is chal from the shas ha-maisa, or in other words, that the maisa itself triggers the chiv, to say that on the one hand, and nevertheless to say at the same time that I'm not called a gavra rechayuva, I, the Baal HaShur, I'm not called a gavra rechayuva until Basin hears about it, until the Mad Bedin, I'm not called a gavra rechayuva, and if anybody zaymim against me in the interim, they're going to have to pay me because I wasn't chayga. You can't say that if you hold the chiv is chal from the shas maisa itself, right? Could you? Zog Tosfos, no, you could. I know that those two things, they might seem incompatible, but they are compatible. How do I know that? Because I have a Gemara in Daf Ayin Dalet. I have two Gemaras in Daf Ayin Dalet, one on an Aleph and one on a Beis. The Gemara on a Beis says that the Chiv is Chal from the Shas Maisa. Not like if Zerah thought that the Chiv is only Chal at the Hamad Bedin, the Chiv is Chal from the Shas Maisa. And nevertheless, I have a Gemara on an Aleph that says that until the Hamad Bedin, the guy is called the Gavra Lav Bar Chayuva. He's not called the Gavra Chayuva until the Hamad Bedin. So, although in Misvar you might think these things are totally Zebizeb, but Al Karchach they're not. You could have a guy whose Chiyuv will be Chal on him retroactively, meaning once we know all the facts, he'll be Chayuv from the Shas HaMaisa, but nevertheless, until we know the facts, he's called the Gavalav Bar Chiyuva. Why? Why should that be? You might ask, why is that? So, Taisa on Lama Gimel, unfortunately, doesn't address that. Taisa doesn't tell us why. He just says that while you might think that the question of Bar Chiyuva, La Bar Chiyuva should all be totally on what's the Shas Chalois HaChiyuv, but I see from the Gemara and Daf Ayin Daled that it's not totally on that. You could have a Shas Chalois HaChiyuv that's from the Shas HaMaisa, and nevertheless it's not called the Gavra Bar Chiyuv until the Shas HaMad Bedin. Why? Taisus is silent. But we know Taisus was not silent forever. Taisus and Marcus. Now we come to Taisus and Marcus. Taisus and Marcus, who says a svara. If I have a Marcus here, Taisus over there. Right, we said he has the shinais of like a very subjective pshat, like you know what seemed like a very shvacha svara that Taisus said that. By Mamain, once it happens, it's Karev Mavadai that Edim will come. Because why not? Why won't they come? It's very easy to come and be made on Mamain. But by Knas, for that matter, by Dina Nefashis as well, since there's a Drisha V'Chakira, so Edim are less likely to come. And if they do come, they're less likely to for their Edis to stand. So over there, we can't say it's Karev Mavadai that he'll become Chayiv, so we call him a Gavalav Rachayuva. That the determination of Bar Chiyuva or Lav Bar Chiyuva is not based on whether he's Chayev Be'etzem, but it's based on how likely it is that Basin will find out that he's Chayev. If it's Karev Levadai, that his Chiyuv will be Nisgale, then he's called the Gavra Bar Chiyuva. But if it was not Karev Levadai that his Chiyuv will be Nisgale, Adarav, it was quite likely that his Chiyuv would remain unknown, even though Klapei Shmaya, he's Mechuyev, but if here on earth, among Basar Vedams, it was likely that his Chiyuv would remain unknown, then Edim that are Zeimim against him, their Chayuv, that's called being Zeimim against the Gavra Lav Bar Chiyuva. The only time that we could say that the Zayim of Apatrik is the Gavrach Chayiv anyway is if the Chayiv was likely to become known. But a Chayiv that wasn't likely to become known, that's called the Gavrach Chayiv. That doesn't seem so mistava, right? What's the logic to that? It seems like a Shvach Asvara. Is there a way to make it a starker Asvara so that? I'm sure there is, but the Ein Kan Makom, I would say, you know, maybe when we're learning Makas, we could work on that. But what I think we were marviach very, very much over here is that the Tosfos in Makkos, we know where he's coming from. When you look at the Tosfos in this context, the Tosfos in Makkos is coming after the Tosfos in Bava Kamma. Tosfos in Bava Kamma coming from our Gemara, from the two halves of our Gemara. And then Rabbi Akiva Eiger jumps in. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is going on the Tosfos in Makkos. And he jumps in, Tmiani, I don't understand why is Tosfos bending over backwards to try to find a svar like this. It's a difficult Gemara. It's so posh. It's such an easy Gemara. It's such an easy svar. He says, this is the svara. So I think we now know. So last week, we learned this from Rabbi Vega. We said, it's not so shvar on Tosfos. Why did Tosfos say this? Why he even brings a raya? Right, Rabbi Vega brings a raya. Tosfos in Ksubis that there's no chivlas de shemayim by knas. So you see that the chiv is not chal until the hamad b'din. It's so partial like that. Why didn't Tosfos say that svara? So I think we can now say, Tosfos was not born yesterday. Tosfos knows your svara. He knew this a long time ago. He went through many steps with this svara already. Avada Tosfos knew that svara. And knew that was the partial shot in the Gemara 9 Dalai Lama Aleph. And then Tosfos got to the bottom of 9 Dalai Lama Aleph. And he saw Reb Zera. And he heard Reb Zera saying your svara. Very good, Rabbi Kivager. Reb Zera said like your svara. But then he turned the page. And he said that Abaya told him there, Alecha Amar Kra, there's a Gzeres Kotz, not like that. So that tells me that Yisvar is wrong. And of course, I also know that the Gemara in Aman Aleph, the Gemara that calls him Agav Alav Rachiyuvo, would have been so much more posh if we could have Yisvar. That's what Tosfos was saying in Bava Kamma Lamed Gimel. That of course, the Gemara that calls him Agav Alav Rachiyuvo would have been so much more posh if we would call the Pesha, we would say the Pesha is that the Chiv is not Chal yet. But you see from Abaya, that we're willing to say it even though the chiyuv is chal. That even though the mice itself is what is machayev, is what triggers the chiyuv, but we still call him a gav alav rachiyuva. Surprising, strange, but true. That's what you see in the Gemara 9 Dalit. So Tosfos didn't not think of Rabbi Kivager's svara. Tosfos saw that the Gemara started off with that svara, ended up saying not like that svara. And Tosfos even spoke out, I mean, Kamat spoke out, that while the Gemara that calls him a Gav Alav Rachiyuva would have been so much easier if we could accept Rabbi Kivager's Svara, but we see from the Gemara Nama Beis that it's not true. So we have to explain the Gemara Nama Naf, the Gemara that calls him a Gav Alav Rachiyuva, in spite of the fact that the Chiyuva was already Chal. So how do you do that? So you have to talk about likelihoods. It was likely to be Nizgala, it wasn't likely to be Nizgala. That's why the Gemara calls him a Gav Alav Rachiyuva. But from the fact that, the Tosfos on Lamed Gimel, you see Tosfos Bavarning Rabbi Kivager's svara. You see Tosfos saying that even though the chiyuv is chal retroactively, meaning the mice itself is the machayev, still it's called the gav alav rachiyuva. Whenever you hear the words even though, that means of course it would have been much easier to say not like that. I would have greatly preferred to say that, you know why he's a gav alav rachiyuva? Because the chiyuv is not chal yet. I would have liked to say that. Now that's Rabbi Kivager's svara. Rabbi Kivager says, Tmiani, why don't you just say that? It's a chiluk nachanu baro. But with his afal gav on Lama Gimel, Tosfos was saying, of course I would have loved to learn the Gemara that way. But from the fact that Abaya says, Alecha Amar Kra, that you have to pay for the second Eiver, that means that the Chiv is Chal retroactively. That means that once you do a Mais that's Mechayev you a Knas, you're really Chayev that Knas. You don't need a Hamad to be Mechayev you in that Knas. And yet the Gemara, afal Pikain, calls him a gav alav rachiyuv until the Hamad b'din. That's surprising. Right? What Tosfos on Lama Gimel says, Aval Gav, even though the Chiv is really Chal, the mice itself is what triggers the Chiv, nevertheless it's called a Gav Alav Rachiyuva, he means that even though I would have loved to say that the reason why it's not a Gav Alav Rachiyuva is Rabbi Kivager's svara, the Chiv is not there yet, the Chiv only comes like that with him, but I see from the end of the Gemara that it's not true, that even though the Chiv is already Chal, but he's still called a Gav Alav Rachiyuva. So you have to explain the Gemara of Gav Alav Rachiyuva some other way, which that Tosfos doesn't fioroise, but then you come to Tosfos in Makkos. Tosfos in Makkos is just completing that process, and Tosfos in Makkos is saying that the reason is because it wasn't karv levadai by mamad. It's karv levadai the chiv will be niskala. Mashenkin by dinim knosis. It's not karv levadai the chiv will be niskala. what I have said that it should be telling that? No, that seems surprising, Taka, but that's what's Mukhach from the Gemara. I wouldn't say that 100% that this is a teretz for Bikivagar's Kasha. There's still, you know, we didn't really cross all the T's and dot all the I's. If Taisa is saying that I see from the Gemara and Amud Beis that the Chiyuv really is Chal retroactively, meaning when you beat up your Eved, immediately he becomes a Ben Chayrin, the Shechur goes into effect immediately, if that's true, so why then, you know, what's for the Taisa in Ksubis that says no Chiyuv L'Aseh Shemayim? Why isn't there a Chiyuv L'Aseh Shemayim? If the Chiyuv is really true, it's just not in his Gala yet. The Chiyuv is already Chal, I mean, it's just not in his Gala yet. And good, it's curved, it's not so likely that it will be in his Gala, but why does it matter if it will be in his Gala if the Chiyuv is really already there? So, you know, that still needs to be resolved. Maybe, I don't know if this is right, but maybe the Gemara by us that says that the Chiyuv Knas is Chal retroactively, meaning the Mice, once Beis finds out about it, they'll say that the Mice itself made him Chayav the Knas, and the Chiyuv was there from the Shas HaMaisa, it's there's a custom in the parish of Shein Vayin. So maybe it's true for this Knas of Shein Vayin. Tosfos on Lamed Gimel is comparing it to Chatzi Nezek. Oh, so you see, it's not just Xeris a custom in one place. You see that we're making a klal out of it? Maybe not necessarily. By Chatzin Ezek also there's exeris a cause of Rabbi Akiva, who says over there, Yuchlat Hashar, he learns from the Parsha, right, the Lashon of the Pasuk, I think Rabbi Akiva learns from there, Yuchlat Hashar. So maybe in those two places, there's exeris a cause of that the mice itself triggers the knas. Elsewhere, by other knasas, like the knas of Dal Vehei, or like the knas of Shleishim Shalevet, or like the knas of Avinus and Mefata, maybe in all of those cases, the knas really does only come at the time of Ahmad Abedin. Rabbi Kivager's Svara could be right by other knasas. Just by these two knasas, it's not right. But Al Kapanim, the Taisis and Makis, even though this is not so Gishmak, the Gemara and Makis actually speaks out the case of a kanas of Dal Vehei. But, so over there, according to what I'm saying now, why don't taste over there, just learn from Kivager's Svara, but maybe because, even though that Gemara mentions the kanas of Dal Vehei, but that Gemara is identical to a Gemara in Bava Kamma that talks about the kanas of Shein V'ayin, so he's wanting to give a pshat that'll work for both Gemaras. I don't know, this part already is just conjecture and needs to be worked out. But the ikka that I want to bring out is that I see from the Tosfos on Lamed Gimel that Tosfos not only thought of Rabbi Kivager's Svara, was aware of Rabbi Kivager's Svara, had a whole Shakta Vitaria with that Svara, saw it in our Gemara that Avadi will be the Parshat Pshat in the Gemara of Gavalav Rachayuva, but we have to reject him in the Pshat that Rabbi Kivager said. I hear Tosfos saying that Avadi that's the Parshat Pshat, but it's wrong, because I see from the Gemara and Beis that it's wrong. So I have to go back and revisit the Gemara and find a different pshat. It's definitely a whole different perspective on Rabbi Kivager's Kasha on Tosfos. Okay. Now this is all Tosfos is the sugya according to Tosfos. Now there's a few Rambams. I started putting this Rambam on the Maamar Kohen Rashid, I think, like 2 weeks ago, when we were back on Ayin Gimel. I referenced once a Rambam in Hilchas Avodim, which we never got to in Shir. Now already there's, I think, three Rambams. I think it was in Hilchas Eidos. The first one that I put on was in Hilchas Eidos. There's three Rambams already that we have to work on together. And now we're going to try to do it. We have this Gemara on the top of Amud Beis, where Rabbi Zeira says, why do you have to pay for the second Eiver? Why don't we say that he should, you know, good, you knocked out a tooth, you knocked out an eye, let the Eiver just go free, but you shouldn't have to pay for it, right? We were mazbir the pshat in the kashas because he holds that the chiyuv knas didn't go into effect yet, but Al Kapanim, Rabbi Zeira asks, why do you have to pay for the second Eiver? And Abaye said backwards, it's like there's a cost of the Torah says so. So I see from a pasuk that if you knock out two evarim, you have to pay for the second one. He goes free for the first, you have to pay for the second. That's our Gemara. In fact, it's not just the Gemara on the top of a vase, Abaye, it's the whole Braisa. Right? Every step in the Braisa was saying, right, was assuming that in the case of the Eden Zayimim, when they reversed the order, so there was always the assumption that whichever one got knocked out second, the master was going to have to pay for, and if the I was knocked out second, then he has to pay a lot of money. If the tooth was knocked out second, then he has to pay a little money, and depending on which way the Eden Zayimim said, that would affect whom they were being Zayimim against, whom they have to pay the Demei Ha'ayin to. But Al Kopanim, it's mavur from the whole Gemara from beginning to end, that when a master comes along and knocks out an Eved's eye and then tooth, or tooth and then eye, he has to pay. For the second Avery, he has to pay. The first Avery doesn't have to pay for, but the second Avery has to pay. The Rambam in Hilchas Avodim, Perakei, Alach Yudalad, brings down exactly this halacha. Nothing added, nothing taken away. It's a very straightforward thing that the Rambam says. Hamachol Shein Avdoi, Besimoi es enoi, if he knocks out a tooth and then an eye, Hare yotza lecheiros b'shinoi, so the Eved goes free for the tooth, v'noisin lo yidmei enoi, and then the master pays him for the eye. And so to all such cases, meaning you want to make a case the other way around, first the eye and then the tooth, fine, so he'll go free for the eye and then he'll have to pay him for the tooth. Right, you want to make it a finger. If the master knocks off two evarim, so for the first Aver, the Eved goes free. For the second Aver, the master has to pay him. Our Gemara clearly says it. Again, it says it not just once, but it says it half a dozen times in the whole Sugya. And so what the Rambam said over here, L'chaira, should be unassailable. I would not expect a Hasagas HaRavid here. But, of course, there is a Hasagas HaRavid. The Ravid comes not to start up with this psak of the Rambam. This psak of the Rambam is correct. Nobody argues. The Ravid just comes to this psak of the Rambam to say, see? See, even you say so. Meaning to say, but and this contradicts what you said elsewhere. It's a little bit of an unusual Hasagas HaRavid. The Ravid here in Hilchas Avodim says, he says, this Rambam, this is a Gevaldiger Rambam. It's correct. It's Geschmack. There's no problem with this Rambam. But this Rambam contradicts a different Rambam. And he says, I have from here a stira to that other Rambam. It's a little bit funny that the Ravid didn't put his Asaga on the Rambam that he really disagreed with. You read that Rambam, there's no Asaga as a Ravid. You get the impression the Ravid agreed with it. But the Ravid waited to hear, the Ravid, as we'll see soon, I don't know if we'll have time for it, but the Ravid in two other places is Masig on the Rambam and Hilchas Chayv Lamazik. What's the Rambam in Hilchas Chayv Lamazik, the one that the Ravid really has a problem with? So, over there, basically, he describes the same case, and he says the opposite. He said the Rambam over there says, Hamapel Shein Avdoi, V'achach Simei Enoi, that if you knock out the tooth and then the eye, Yoyse B'shina, he goes free for the tooth, and he does not pay for the eye. A blatant contradiction to the Rambam over here, who says you do pay for the eye. He says over there, you do not pay for the eye. But then he adds five words, but if the Eved grabs the Knas, the Demei Enoi, I'm sorry, if he grabs that money, he can keep it. We won't make the master give it, but if the Eved grabs it, he can keep it. Now, what kind of a psak is that? Yeah, chayev, not chayev. We don't make you pay it, but if you grab it, you can keep it. So that's how the Rambam always treats a suffik chiyuv. This is the Rambam's shita in dozens of places. That the Rambam shita is that whenever there's a shayla in the Gemara ibarilu, the Gemara calls a shayla. In such a case, are you chayev? Are you not chayev? And then it ends. The shayla remains unresolved. Either the Gemara says teiku, or without saying teiku, but the Gemara never resolves the shayla. So an unresolved shayla from the Gemara in Mominus brings the Rambam to this conclusion that we won't pass in chayef because the Maitre Chaver al Haraya, but he tough us if the guy will if the alleged plaintiff, right, if the plaintiff, the one that claims to have to be entitled to the money, but we have a shaila whether he's chayav, whether he's really entitled or not. If he takes the money, we don't take it away from him. And that's debatable. That's sheet of the Rambam, but that's not our subject for today. That's not what the Rambam is starting off with. That's the Rambam shita that he follows in many places. This is above a Messiah sugya about whether that should be right or it shouldn't be right. But nobody's criticizing that. The Rambam shita is that when you have a boyadoli of shita, that when there's an unresolved shayla, so then we paskin potter, but tfisa helps. So what's the unresolved shayla over here? So there's a Gemara, yeah, we have to learn the Gemara and get enough membeis. There's really this two parts of the Gemara that are negeya. The first part, really this is the second, I'm going out of order. But one part of the Gemara that's negeya is this halacha that we've been learning about the last couple of weeks of Shein Va'ayim. A master knocks out his tooth, his eved's eye or tooth. So the Torah says that the eved is supposed to go free. Tzarech get shechar or ain't tzarech get shechar? Does he need a shtar shechar? Now, the simple reading of the Gemara means, does he need a shtar shechar for what? Does he need a shtar shechar to be mutter b'vas Yisrael? He definitely doesn't need a shtar shechar le'inyin his avoida. Meaning, if the master knocks out his eye, so he goes free. He doesn't need permission. If the master, after knocking out his eye, you know, after he feels better, if the master says, okay, now wash my car, he can say, no, I don't have to wash your car anymore. I'm entitled to go free. Even if the master is being uncooperative and not giving him the shtar shechar, but the Eved doesn't owe him any malach anymore, he's entitled to go free. So in Mamanis, he goes free. The shayla of the Gemara is whether he's mutter b'vas Yisrael. You see, being an Eved is not just a business arrangement that an Eved Kanani we're talking about. It is an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani is not just a business arrangement that I'm hired out to work for you and I have to wash your car and do whatever else you want. It's also a different status of Kedushas Yisrael. Remember, the Eved Kanani comes from the Goyish population. He undergoes a quasi-conversion to join a Jewish household as a slave. And he's chayav in mitzvahs ki'isha. Right? He's not chayav in mitzvahs ki'isha's man grammar. So he's chayav in some mitzvahs, not all mitzvahs. But who's he allowed to marry? He's only allowed to marry a shifcha. He's not allowed to marry a bas Yisrael. An Eved is a lower level of Kedushas Yisrael. He's not allowed to marry a bas Yisrael. If he gets a shtar shechur, then he's allowed to marry. Then he's a full-fledged Jew. He already underwent his quasi-geiris. Once he gets a shtar shechur, the geiris becomes complete. Or we'll call it the Kedushas Yisrael becomes complete. And then he's allowed to marry a bas Yisrael. So the Gemara has a discussion, Machlekes Tanayim, whether a yoytzei b'shein v'ayin is tzarech get shechur or ain't tzarech get shechur. There are many tanayim that the Brisa brings down, I think, six tanayim, three hold one way, two hold the other way, there's one in the middle. So some tanayim hold that if I knock out his tooth, that's it, he's done, you know, he's done. That knocking out a tooth is the same as a shtar shechur. That makes him ben chayrin, he's a full-fledged ben chayrin, and he can go marry a bas Yisrael. And other tanayim say, no, yoytzei b'shein v'ayin tzarech get shechur. Avadi, he's yoytzei. I knock out his tooth, he's a free man in mamonis, meaning he doesn't have to work for me anymore, but he's still tzarech get shechur. He needs to get shechur in order to be able to marry Bas Yisrael. So that's a machlokes tanayim. Then there's a few lines earlier, this price was brought to be a riot to a shayla that was cleared a little bit earlier. A few lines earlier, there was a shayla in the Gemara. Mu'ukav get shechur. Someone who's in a state that he's supposed to go free, but he's not yet gotten his shtar shechur. So we just learned one example, right? A yaitzei b'shein v'ayin, according to some tanayim. Not all tanayim hold that way. So according to some tanayim, he doesn't need a get shechur. Some tanayim hold he does. What's a better example of a mu'ukav get shechur? Someone who, for whatever reason, he's in heaven. Nothing happened yet, but there's a din on the master. The master's supposed to free him. The example. It's a little bit of a complicated case, but the easiest example over there is a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chayrin. If somebody had, going a little bit off topic here, but let's say you had two shittim that owned a slave together, okay? Yaakov and Eliezer both owned a slave together, and then, right, they bought it for shittim. I owned a slave, I sold it to the two of them, it was $1 million slave, they each put up $500,000, they bought the slave from me. Then Yaakov goes and is meshachar, his half of the eved. I mean, he gives him a shtar shechur. He says, I want you to be a free man. And he gives him a shtar shechur. So now that Eved is a Chatzi Ben Chayim, but Eliezer didn't free him, so he's also a Chatzi Eved. So he's in a difficult predicament in terms of getting married. He can't, not only can't he marry a Ben Yisrael, a Bas Yisrael, because he's a Chatzi Eved, he can't even marry a Shivcha, because he's a Chatzi Ben Chayim. So he can't marry anybody. That's very problematic. So Chazal made a takana that Eliezer has to give him a Shtar Shukran on his half. It's not fair. Why? He's losing out on an asset that's worth $500,000. So the answer is that the Eved has to pay him for it, which is not such a satisfying answer for Eliezer, because the Eved doesn't have 2 cents to rub together. Now he owes Eliezer $500,000. Okay, it's a chayv. We put it on him a chayv. Hopefully one day he'll strike it rich. Yeah?
What did the Eved obligate to pay him?
No. No, you did nothing wrong. But the Eved will owe him the money for his half. If he'll ever get the money, he'll have to pay him. But in the meanwhile, Eliezer has to set him free. So that's an example of a guy that's a Ma'ukov get shechar. He has a din to go free, but he has not yet gotten his shtar shechar. And the Gemara has a shaila whether, regarding various halachas, whether he still has a din Eved or not. So the Gemara first finds a shaila legabe if a shur gurs him. We've mentioned already a few times, although we never learned the sugya really, but we've mentioned a few times, just when we were giving examples of knasik, that if Avi has a shur, and Avi's shur gores Dustin's Eved, and the Eved dies. So Avi owes Dustin a knas of Shleishim Shekel. It's a knas because we don't care how much the Eved was worth, it's Shleishim Shekel. Let's say Avi's shur gores Eliezer's Eved. I mean Eliezer's Chatzi Eved, the Eved that Eliezer bought together with Yaakov, and Yaakov was Meshachar his half, and Eliezer is supposed to be Meshachar his half, but he hasn't done so yet. And then Avi's shur gores that Eved to death. Eliezer would like to say, "Hey, I just won the lottery. I'm entitled to a knas of shleishim shel Eved. I don't know if a whole knas or half a knas, but let's put that aside. I'm entitled to a knas of shleishim shel Eved because your shur gored my Eved." The Gemara has a shail about that, though. Once his mukav gets shicharis, he's still really called your Eved. I know he's not, he's Asa Babas Chayrin, he's Asa Babas Yisrael, but he's still called your Eved. The Torah says, Kesav Shleishim Shkala Mitin La Adoinov. Does Eliezer fit the description of an Adoinov? Considering that if he tells the Eved to wash the car, the Eved could say no. So maybe he doesn't fit the description of Adoinov, or maybe, since he has a title, he has a deed, right? He bought this Eved and he never yet gave him the shtar that is Meshachar him, so he is still called the Adoinov. That's the shaila that the Gemara had. And the Gemara said that this halacha of paying for the ayin after you knock out the shein should maybe be telling him the same thing. That's the Gemara brings up this case. That's where the Ravid is coming from. Now we look back at that Rambam in Hilchas Chayv L'Mazik. And considering what we learned from the Gemara, the Rambam Hilchas Chayv L'Mazik makes a lot of sense. So now we know where the Rambam is coming from. The Rambam says that if I knocked out, the Rambam starts off, Kol Eved sheyatza l'cheres v'adayin lehigia get shichur liyadai. Anytime they have a case of an Eved that's yatza l'cheres, but he doesn't have to get shichur, meaning he has a din to go free, but he needs to get shichur, and he didn't get his get shichur yet. So what's his din? Ain like knas. Right, if Avi's shur gores him, he doesn't get a knas. And why is Rambam passing he doesn't get a knas? The Gemara had a shayla about it. The Gemara didn't decide the shayla. The Rambam means ain't like knas because it's an undecided shayla hamoyti chaver l'faraya. So because of hamoyti chaver l'faraya, it's really a suffix, so he's not going to get a knas because it's a suffix. In the same vein, he goes on to say that if let's say a person goes over to his eved. A ma'ukav get shechar, an eved that's supposed to go free. So one example would be the chatzi eved chatzi mechayim. The Rambam doesn't mention that example over here. The Rambam just says eved sheyatzal cheres v'adayin lehigia get shechar liyadai. But then at the end of the paragraph, the Rambam gives an example, and he gives the example from our Gemara. The Rambam says that let's say I have an eved and I knock out his tooth and then his eye. So when I knock out his tooth, he's entitled to go free. He becomes a ben chayrin. He doesn't have to work for me anymore. But he doesn't need it. He doesn't have a get shichur yet. He's not much of a Yisrael, so he still has a little bit of a connection to me in that Right? Am I his adonav? Am I not his adonav? On the one hand, I can't tell him to wash my car. I'm not his adonav. On the other hand, I have a title deed. Right? I bought him once, and I was never meshacher him. So, am I called the adonav or not? Le'inyan, what's he talking about over there? I knocked out his eye, and then a minute later, I go and I knock out his. I knocked out his tooth. I'll stick to the Rambam's case. I knock out his tooth, and then a minute later, I go and I knock out his eye. Now, if he's my esopapashtus, the lumnus over here is that if he's my Eved, I don't have to pay for that. I'm beating up my own Eved. I don't pay money to my Eved for beating him up. But on the other hand, he's not my Eved because he's already supposed to go free. So I should pay him for it. But on the other hand, he didn't get his Shav Shechir yet, so he's still my Eved, so I shouldn't have to pay him. He's supposed to go free, but he didn't quite go free yet. He's Ma'uk of Get Shechir. He's just missing his Get Shechir. So on that Zok the Rambam, does he get the Demei Ayin or not? So the Rambam writes, Einoi noising loy Demei Ayin. I don't give him the Demei Ayin. V'im tofas, but if he'll grab it, Eimi Tzim Yodai, then no one will take it away from him. Why did the Rambam say that? Because this is the Shailah in the Gemara. This is the Shailah in Mu'ukuf Get Shechur. Yesh Lekas and Eim Lekas. It's a Bayi Loy of Shita. So we can't decide whether he's entitled to this Demei Ayin or not. If we consider him Ben Chayrin, he's entitled to the Demei Ayin. If we don't consider him a Ben Chayrin, he's not entitled to the Demei Ayin. And the Gemara never answered the Shailah of whether a Mu'ukuf Get Shechur gets a Knas or doesn't get a Knas. So therefore the Rambam paskins that I don't give him a knas, but if he I don't give him the Demei Ayin, but if he takes it, basically won't take it away from him. So the Rambam is psak in Hilchos Chayv L'Mazik follows very nicely from the Gemara in Gittin. And the Ravid over there in Hilchos Chayv L'Mazik, the Ravid is quiet. But the Ravid over here in Hilchos Avadim pipes up and says, wait. But the Rambam here in Hilchos Avadim says, mamash the same case. He uses almost the same words. Hamapel Shein Avdai V'simayis Einai. So the Rambam over here said he's Yatzel Cheres B'Shinai V'Noisin Lai Demei Einai. He does have to give him the Demei Ayin. So it's a Stira to the Rambam over there. So the Ravid says it's a black and white Stira. You see from the Rambam over here this slugs up the Rambam over there. What the Ravid doesn't tell us, it's okay, we're already over time. We'll pick up with this tomorrow. We want to be asking the Rambam, but one thing that I want you to work out on your own. This you could take care of yourself. But you just have to work hard on it. What does the Ravid want? I mean, where does he? If he's writing the book, so clearly he's saying he would paskin like the Rambam here in Hilchos Avadim, and not like the Rambam said in Hilchos Chayv L'Mazik. But how's he learning the Gemara and Gittin? Meaning the Rambam Hilchos Chayv L'Mazik does seem to follow very nicely from the Gemara and Gittin. The Rambam Hilchos Avadim seems to follow very nicely from our Gemara. So leave the Rambam out of this. It's a steer between two Gemaras. Why is the Rabbi picking on the Rambam? Isn't there a steer between the two Gemaras? How do you deal with that? So we have to first explain that and then get into trying to be Miyash with the Rambam. So tomorrow we'll have some Aram Mokoymis that will probably all be Mefarshim. We're just going to be working on these rounds, and then maybe we'll go back to the Gemara. Okay. Thank you.